Welcome to Underground Philly, a place where we talk about all the sports you want to hear. MLS, NHL, high school sports, and more. Tune in to Underground Philly for the coverage you won't get anywhere else.
I just want to thank everybody for tuning in to this, our wrap-up of the Philadelphia Union versus the LA Galaxy match. And before we get started, again, like always, I just want to remind you that you can find us on our blog. It's www.ugroundphilly.com. You can also find us on Twitter. Just look for @ugroundphilly. That's @ugroundphilly on Twitter. And also look for us on Facebook, Underground Philly. Just search for us and you can find us. And I mean, what else can you say? But wow, that was a hell of a game. I will say, with the job that I have, I don't often get to watch a game. But wow, I am glad I got to see every second of that one, because it was fantastic. I mean, between the defensive play of Zach McMath, to the wonderful back heel by Jack McInerney, to quite frankly the fantastic goal in stoppage time by Michael Farfan, and yes, that goal was from Michael Farfan, and you have got to give him a lot of credit. It was a beautiful play, but you have also got to give Leonard Pahoy a lot of credit, who came on late in the game. I don't remember the exact minute, but somewhere around 75th to 80th minute, came in with about 15 minutes left. Pahoy is not used to coming on as a sub. He came on as a sub, though, and he played a ball that just absolutely, I mean, let's face it, it won the game for the Union. And the LA Galaxy, in the first part of the game, especially the first 15 minutes, I mean, wow. When was the last time that you saw Robbie Keane play a game like that? I mean, Robbie Keane had a chance for a hat trick in the first half. Easily a hat trick, if not more. I mean, who knows what his shots could have led to. But he had a chance at a fantastic game. And through the efforts of the back line, and really mostly through the efforts of Zach McMath, I mean, you got to hand it to him. He played a fantastic game. Robbie Keane was denied all of his chances, and I've got to give it to the Union for that. You're facing off against an LA team that, despite not having David Beckham, which, yes, that is a big loss for them, they are still a potent, potent team. And we handled them well today. I won't say that the Union dominated the game, because that's far from the truth, especially in the first half. Up until the goal, which of course came in stoppage time, both of the Union goals actually came in stoppage time. Up until stoppage time, the Union were on their heels. I mean, you had a couple chances from Robbie Keane, including a few that, if you watch the game, you know what I mean. I mean, they quite frankly just stopped your heart. I mean, it was fantastic play by the LA Galaxy. And I honestly can't believe that Robbie Keane didn't score. But he didn't. And that's what's important. And then, leave it to the Union, especially, you know, sans Novak in the Hackworth era. They really have taken to first of all, scoring, which is a lovely thing. And second of all, to finishing their chances. I mean, and you had the wonderful play by McInerney to take the lead 1-0 into halftime, which had to be disheartening for the Galaxy. I mean, really, you know, you play a game where you have your star players, your DPs, and they take some shots that should go in. And, okay, admittedly, they don't go in. And that's one thing. I mean, we don't have players that we pay as much as the Galaxy play Landon Donovan, as much as they play David Beckham, as much as they play Robbie Keane. And that's okay. But when you have players like that, and players like that who expect to score, get chances where they should score, and they don't, that's going to get in their head. And going into halftime is 0-0 alone would have been disheartening for the LA Galaxy. But instead, they go into halftime down 1-0 because of a fantastic play by Jack McInerney. And I mean, you can't call it anything but a fantastic play by Jack McInerney. I mean, that has got to be a goal of the week. And I think it will be. So you come out of halftime, and the LA Galaxy bring it back, and they tie it. And now it's 1-1. And one of the biggest problems I had with this game, actually, was not anything that the Union did. I mean, you know, I think they played very well. I think they played strong defensively, especially Zach McMath. I got to give him credit for his game. I mean, the game easily could have been 5 or 6-1, and it ended up being a 2-1 victory for the Union. So you got to give credit to Zach McMath. But I do think that the refs, especially with Landon Donovan, they really just, whatever Landon Donovan wanted, it seemed like he got. And especially in the second half. Now, I'm not one to be a homer. I mean, admittedly, I am a homer. I want the Union to win. But I'm not one to admit that, you know, a foul is a foul. And if a foul is committed, you know, a free kick should be given. But I saw a couple times where Landon Donovan fell over and drew a free kick, or he drew a whistle, and it wasn't deserved. And in fact, one time where Landon Donovan threw an elbow, I believe it was to Gabriel Farfan's face, and Landon Donovan got the whistle and got the free kick. And another time where Landon Donovan came up and was throwing his hand up for a card, which last time I checked was frowned upon in the MLS. But I guess if you're Landon Donovan, you know, those kinds of things are okay, which, you know, hey, you're the LA Galaxy, you're paying for it. You know, hey, if you want to watch Landon Donovan lose a game for you, that's fine with me. But it was a game I thought that was not marred by refereeing, but I definitely thought that, especially in the second half, the refereeing took away from what was a very, very... I mean, despite being low scoring, I honestly thought this game would be a 4-3, 3-2 affair. But as a 2-1 game, it was very exciting. I mean, you had two goals scored by the Union in stoppage time. You had a lot of chances by the LA Galaxy. Can't take them away. Can't take anything away from them for that. But yeah, I mean, how do you account for what the Union did? I'll just raise one thing, and I would love for you to leave a comment for me, either on my Twitter, on the Facebook, on the blog, whatever. Would they have done this under Novak? And I think we all know the answer is no. I mean, this team, unfortunately, under Peter Novak, just kind of came under the impression that when they went into a game, it seemed like they were playing for a tie. And if they weren't going to get a tie, they were going to lose. And that's an awful thing to play for. And John Hackworth has absolutely turned that around. And if you look at the games, I mean, they score more than they did. They take more chances than they used to take under Peter Novak. They convert more chances than they did under Peter Novak. And when was the last time that you remember a Peter Novak-coached Philadelphia Union team scoring two goals, including the winning goal of a game, in stoppage time? I mean, that just never, ever happened. And it happened tonight. And like I said, it was a very exciting game. You can't take anything away from either team. They both played their hearts out. Thank God the Union won. I mean, the points are always a blessing, especially on the West Coast, and especially against the reigning MLS Cup Cup champions. But yeah, I mean, this was not a win that we would have gotten under Peter Novak, because quite frankly, not only would the team not have had, I guess for lack of a better word, they would not have had the heart that they had tonight, but you also would not have seen the subs that you saw tonight. I mean, let's face it. Hackworth took a big risk playing Hopino and playing Pahoy as subs. I mean, and it's something that Union fans have been wishing for all season, but we finally have a manager of the team, you know, somebody who's managing the team who says, I want to win this match. I'm going to put the players in who are going to win me this match. He's not doing what Novak did, which was to play not to lose. Hackworth is playing to win. And had the score been reversed, had the LA Galaxy scored in stoppage time, had they won the match 2-1, would I have been upset? Yes. Would I have faulted John Hackworth? No, because, I mean, let's face it, the man did what he had to do to win. Had he not put Pahoy in, had he not put in that extra attacking option, we would not have had Pahoy up, we would not have had the back heel to Michael Farfan, we would not have had that beautiful shot for the goal that won the match. And I mean, that's what Union fans have wanted to see all season. And that's what we've been seeing lately. And that's why you see on the Union website, we want the cup. And that's why you see in this team, a team that has beat Sporting Kansas City, a team that's a top team in the East. You've seen a team that beat the LA Galaxy, a team that won the MLS Cup last season. You saw a team put up five goals, granted against the Harrisburg City Islanders, but still, five goals. You've seen a team that fought their asses off against Houston. Now, you know, was the penalty deserved that lost them the Houston game? That's not up to me to decide. But did they fight? Yes. Will they continue to fight? Yes. Is this the Union team that we wanted to see all along? And all it took from Novak was to put in the right players. Jack Mack, Hoppino, Gomez, you know, Pahoy. What all we've wanted to see is a team that's going to attack, a team that's going to score, and a team that if it's going to lose, it's going to lose because they played their asses off, not because they just tried not to lose. And that's what we wanted to see. And tonight, it paid off. And, you know, you can't ask for more than that. The Union win. They beat the LA Galaxy 2-1. And, you know, it's a big win for the Union, especially considering, I mean, they're at the basement of the Eastern Conference. But one advantage they have is that they have not played as many games as most of the top-ranked teams in the Eastern Conference have. So they have a couple games in hand, and they have a little bit of time and a few opportunities for points that they can catch up on. And this game against the LA Galaxy, man, that was a huge 3 points on the road. You cannot underestimate the 3 points that they stole from the LA Galaxy on the road. Huge opportunity, and they took advantage of it. And now it's time for the Union to look forward. I mean, you know, they have an easily winnable game against Toronto FC on July 8th. And, I mean, that's on Sunday at 4 p.m. And easily, we should beat them. We just beat the defending MLS Cup champs. We should easily handle Toronto FC. And then, on Wednesday, we have the U.S. Open Cup match against Sporting Kansas City, and that's at home as well. And that is another easily winnable match. So, I mean, you've got a Union team that just triumphed against the reigning MLS Cup champions, 2 goals in stoppage time, pulled a game out of nothing. And they have 2 easily winnable matches ahead. I mean, if we can take not only the 3 points from Toronto FC, but also win our semifinal match against the Sporting Kansas City, I mean, I'm not going to say that you know, we're going to make a run against the MLS for the MLS Cup or anything like that. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is that we're finally seeing the team that we wanted to see. And I'm just going to sit back and enjoy the rest of the season with John Hackworth at the helm. And I'm just going to enjoy seeing what I've wanted to see all season. Thanks for tuning in. And just like the Union, you will not have to wait another week to hear me. And you won't have to wait another week to see them play. Look for another podcast before their match on Sunday. And thanks for tuning in. This has been Underground Philly.
You've been listening to Underground Philly.